Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning hump day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans and EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail to the post offices so you get your Christmas presents and all that stuff back and forth, and, of course, our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in, as well as our Amazon drivers. So there you go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us on all those places, Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from the mountaintop up there north of town, it's none other than Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States,
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Herschel Walker is out. He tried, didn't work, 98,000 down in terms of number of votes, 2.8% or something like that differential right now. But the makeup of the Senate now is 51 Democrat, 49 Republican. They do not need Kamala Harris anymore to sit there for the tie votes and all that. Although it could be interesting with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, couldn't it?
Well, that's right. And now it will put pressure on Kelly out of Arizona and Sinema and Manchin and a few of the others to do what they say with when it comes to, if for nothing else, immigration. But, you know, that's if immigration even comes up in the Senate. So it's going to be, this is pressure time for them to fulfill their own campaign promises if these issues come up. Now, what's immediate in the Senate is funding the government, because I think it has to be funded by, what, next week? Is that right?
Correct.
And will that be a huge omnibus bill, or will that be a continuing resolution? So, quite honestly, it should be a continuing resolution because the House will be in power in January for the Republicans, And they should not be, they should be part of the equation when it comes to a budget in funding government in full. So,
yep.
And that includes the NDAA.
Yep.
And of course, with the NDAA, there's several things that are attached to it that will force the Democrats' hand. And one of that is the vaccine mandate for the military. That is also the Dreamers, immigration. There's several other things. So, yeah, we have to watch Chuck Schumer on this one very carefully.
Now, there was something else that happened yesterday that really, really, really opened some eyes. The House January 6th Select Committee Chairman Bernie Thompson, Democrat out of Mississippi, sent a list of criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Now, while we don't know who they are, we can suspect that perhaps former President Donald Trump's name is on that list.
Yes.
So now what?
Well, his candidacy is kind of collapsing around him because they're forcing collapse. Not only with the January 6th thing, but with Letitia James and the jury decision
yep.
on the tax fraud. I think this was, 14 or 15 years worth of tax returns.
Yep, guilty on nine counts.
Yeah, and this one's going to be, he himself, as I read it right, he himself was not found guilty, but the corporation was, but he is the corporation.
Yep.
So how they're going to deal with that, I don't know. But the fine could be is upwards of $1.7 to $1.9 million. I don't think there would be jail time, but he had one of his top finance guys was really taking the fall for most of this, and he was found guilty. I think he's going to serve 5 months in prison. I'm not sure, but I think that was what I gathered. And so, you know, the pundits, the Democrats and whatnot will use all of this to destroy, continue to destroy Trump.
Yep.
He's got a lot on his plate.
He does. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on a hump day Wednesday here. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. Time to take a little break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. Go on.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, for that, and we appreciate that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been insuring people for more than 85 years, insuring over 26 million drivers right now. Now, you can go over to the GEICO.com website and get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. Also, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can bundle those in there, save some money. And where you really, really, really save money is when you bundle your homeowners or renters or condo insurance on your car policy. That will save you a bunch of money. Now, you can do that either through the website, geico.com, or you can go to the website, and they'll tell you how to get a hold of your agent, whoever that might happen to be. But go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer, and there you go. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
James Baker, what's he involved in?
Well, he got fired yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Essentially got walked out of the building at Twitter. And, you know, I said on your show a couple of nights ago that the files were known as the Twitter files were being watered down. There were things that were being held back. And turns out that I was right. Because James Baker and this Yoel fella were the ones that were holding, well, Yoel's, I think, gone now, but they were the ones that were selectively providing things for Matt Taibbi to produce. And so Elon found out that James Baker was responsible for that, so he fired him yesterday. Because remember, Elon said there's going to be a second load of stuff that's going to come out, round two. And that could be round three or round four.
Yep.
And it didn't come and it didn't come. Well, why didn't it come? Well, it was because of James Baker. Now, who is James Baker? Well, James Baker was the attorney of record on the top floor of the FBI Bureau in Washington. And he was at the center of all things Russiagate. And so when, all of that came to a head, he left the Bureau and became the top attorney at Twitter. So I would argue here at this point, what we're finding out here is that Elon Musk is probably going to do more to save political discourse, dissent, and expose criminality than probably any other single person in the country. So to spend, what was it, $44 billion to buy a company that
right.
was not making any money, I think those $44 billion could soon be very valuable to America, Republicans and conservatives and even independents. And, it should, interestingly enough, going into a new session of Congress, we're going to soon, I think, find out just how complicit so many operatives, Democrat operatives, were
right.
When it comes to what they were doing and communicating with social media beyond Twitter. So I think Twitter is just the beginning. I think we're going to find out some things with Google and Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever else is out there. So that's who James Baker was. I think I said it on your show the other day, too. There's not much anymore that separates the dark machinery inside the United States from corruption and fraud than other countries that are infested with corruption and fraud.
Nope, that's what you said, and you are right, and I totally agree with what you're saying. This is something that needs to happen, too, by the way.
Well, I think so. We can travel around, those that listen to your show and, pay attention to, World Economic Forum and, all these other kinds of things that are affecting our lives. This climate change nonsense and whatnot. I think we know a lot, and we do, but it's clearly not enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's more dark stuff going on here, and it's a very disappointing, heartbreaking condition that we're in now. The United States is still the greatest country in the world, but it's because of people and not because of government.
Now, apparently, the Russians have become very upset because they believe the United States intentionally set the Ukrainians up to where they could launch their missiles and their drones or whatever else and go a lot further than what they've been going. As a matter of fact, come to find out, one of the bases that was struck about 200 miles inside Russia was where they actually had some nuclear-capable bombers on the ground.
I'm not aware of what was what the base had. I am aware there were some targets that were hit inside of Russia.
Yeah, well, that came out.
And the United States, interestingly enough, comes out and says, or the people within the Department of Defense came out and said that they had manipulated some of the hardware, some of the gear, so it had some limitations to it. I think that's crap. I don't think we did that at all. I think we're saying that just so Russia it has no reason to put blame on the United States and to continue to put the blame on Ukraine. So I think it is a cowardly thing to say. Personally, I don't believe it. I mean, it's kind of like China has lifted all this stuff when it comes to COVID, all these restrictions. I don't believe that either.
Nope.
Iran is backing down, and they're not they're doing away with their dissent police over there in Iran. I don't believe that either.
So they say. Yeah,
well, that's it. So just because of the news and or somebody's reporting A, B, C, and D doesn't believe, I mean, I believe it by a long stretch.
Right, right. And, of course, the other thing is situation with our gasoline and our oil production. Gavin Newsom yesterday, of all things to do, has proposed a civil penalty on oil companies. Now, he says, and I quote, either big oil reins in their profits and prices or they'll pay a penalty. Well, it's called supply and demand.
We, you know, not only do we have the Biden administration that is destroying the energy stability of the United States, but now you have a governor that, in California, that's doing the very same thing. And so what does this necessarily do? It shows weakness to the rest of the world. So what do we have going on next? Oh, we have this this interesting feebleness, feckless situation going on here in the United States. So let's see if we can exploit that. So now we have President Xi of China that is going to Saudi Arabia for a three-day economic energy summit. So we have forced, because of Biden, we have forced a new relationship, really unheard of, between Saudi Arabia and China. So I guarantee you that Biden has no clue that that's going on. I think Tony Blinken has every clue that it's going on. He doesn't know what to do. And, you know, the reputation of the United States is virtually destroyed. We didn't handle Ukraine the way we should have. There's no reason that this war should be even existing today. It never should have been a conflict to start with. But Biden couldn't have cared less. You know, we don't talk about the exit out of Afghanistan, the surrender, as I call it. We have an energy collapse. We're throwing all kinds of money at climate change nonsense. Biden goes to Arizona yesterday to talk about to do some kind of ribbon cutting thing.
Right.
And he's 120 miles from the border.
Yep.
And he's asked why he didn't go to the border. He said, because this is more important, which it clearly isn't.
Correct. All right, well, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tonight, and I'm sure it's going to be exciting again.
Yes, sir.
Don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back with more here in the Capitalist America Third Watch. By the way, good morning to James in Hira, Georgia. He says, I just wanted to apologize for the idiots in Georgia. I'm so disappointed with my fellow Georgians. Well, I got you on that one, James. Don't need to apologize. Just consider the fact that these are the folks in Atlanta.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
There is no evidence Anne Heche was impaired by illicit substances when she crashed her car into a Los Angeles residence on August 5th that eventually resulted in her untimely death. The actress's toxicology report showed past use of drugs, but no outside drugs or alcohol could currently be traced. The final toxicology report states the fentanyl detected in Hayes's urine was administered by the hospital. The L.A. medical examiner determined she died of inhalation and thermal injuries after being trapped in her Mini Cooper for around 30 minutes. Investigators in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students are downplaying the possibility of a stalker. Police said on Monday they looked into an incident involving one of the victims in October. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after the National Aviation Academy gets a chance to tell you about themselves. But check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in my backyard. I'm over here in Tampa, Florida, on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're on the west side, southwest side of Tampa Bay, in Clearwater, Florida, at the two locations that they have. They have the hangar location at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, and then the campus location over at the corner of Ulmerton and US 19 in Pinellas Park. Now, all that being said, the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, what you need to do is you need to go to their website and look it up, naa.edu, 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 and see what they offer and see if it's something you might want to do. Now, I would encourage you to call them up and ask to take the tour at one or both of their locations so you choose the one that you want to go to that is easiest for you or, you know, whatever. But here's what you do. You call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass., or both if that's what you want to do. You'll get a chance to not only talk to students, you'll get a chance to talk to instructors, and you'll get a chance to talk to the financial people that will help you, especially the civilians, get a student loan. If you don't know how to do that, they'll work you through the procedure. And if you're military, you should already have your GI Bill information with you. If you don't, and maybe you've been out of the service a while or whatever, they'll be able to help you with that. But certainly, before you leave the service, if you're just getting out now, you should get all that taken care of, which is not that difficult. It's very simple. And also, along those lines, if you are in the Air Force, or maybe you do something involving helicopters or aircraft in one of the other branches of service, you should definitely take advantage of that because that will give you an opportunity to shorten the course. Instead of having to go for 14 months because you already know a whole bunch of stuff, you'll go for just a few months, 4 or 5 or something like that, to get your certification. It may be 6, I don't know exactly for sure, but it's no more than that. And then you'll be out on your way. Or if you're really that good, and you were an aviation maintenance tech in the military to begin with, you can take the FAA test, the FAA test, and see if you can pass it the first time around. If you do, boom, you're out there, got your license, and you're on the road to fame and fortune and lots of money. So think about that. That's the National Aviation Academy website, NAA.edu. Now, you heard Denise and I a few minutes ago talk about the NDAA. A final NDAA compromise is expected to be unveiled as House leaders are expected to bring a compromise version of the annual defense authorization bill to the floor this week. But details of what the massive military policy legislation will include still haven't been released. Now, the House passed its version of the authorization bill over the summer, an $840 billion spending plan that includes a 4.6% pay raise for troops next year and a host of brand new program starts. Again, we'll see how that works out and what type of compromises they have to make with the Senate, because there will be compromises. We've already been told about that. Now, a high-profile incident has been spotlighted by a quandary for Pentagon leaders. One of the departments has struggled to address and was warned for more than a decade now about how to keep counterfeit parts and other unauthorized material from sneaking into the department's sprawling supply chain. Well, guess what? The fake parts have shown up again at the Pentagon in the supply chain, hiding in plain sight. This, needless to say, has to be remedied with very quickly. Now, that being said, the United States and its allies must make substantial progress towards a more modern collaborative military training as Russia's war in Ukraine continues to rattle NATO and the prospect of conflict with China looms in the Pacific, defense officials said at an annual conference in Washington, D.C. Now, hopefully they'll be able to get this remedy, because we've been hearing about this for, God, decades. And hopefully they can do something about this. Now, when it came time to roll out the Air Force's brand-new stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, and if you haven't seen that, wow, wait till you see that one. The line between the public transparency and revealing too much information was barely visible to the naked eye. But no iPhones were allowed. Short camera lenses only. Fog machines were put in place to immense this aircraft in very dire, poor visibility. They didn't want a lot of people knowing about it. Now, something, again, good for the military starting January 1. Military members are set to get an 11% increase in their monthly basic allowance for subsistence beginning on January the 1st, according to brand new information published by the Defense Department. It's about time that happened, with the price of food going up and any of the military families out there that are struggling to make ends meet. Now, Textron's Bell Helicopter Division has won the U.S. Army's competition to build the future long-range assault aircraft, the service's largest helicopter procurement decision in the last 40 years. The U.S. Army will be getting these long-range assault aircraft, these helicopters. I can't wait to see those because they'll definitely be high-tech all the way around. Nothing like what we've seen today. By the way, in case you haven't heard, TRICARE costs are going up for some, depending on the beneficiary status. So some of you guys and gals that have got TRICARE are going to get stuck. Today is December 7th. It is Pearl Harbor Day. We go back to December 7th, 1941, the Greatest Generation. And what happened on this day will never, ever, never be forgotten. Until we had September 11, 2001, the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the plane that went down in the field in Pennsylvania, it was the worst day for loss of American lives, worst single day in history until September 11, 2001. And there'll be all sorts of things going on today. You'll see a lot of American flags flying if you haven't seen them already. But we remember a day that will live in infamy was what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. And for anybody that remembers what they taught you in school, that was part of it right there. Okay, we'll be back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura, their Acura dealership. Find them online at mossacura.com. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And don't forget, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to you for your service to our country. Now, they're located on North Ford Avenue right here in Tampa, next door to one of the Moss Nissan dealerships, mossacura.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions, so I've saved this one for you. Yesterday, a jury found the Trump Corporation guilty of all 9 counts against it, including the scheme to defraud, conspiracy to commit grand larceny, criminal tax fraud, falsifying business records, and other related charges. And people are going, can they go after Donald Trump for this? Because they already charged and convicted the guy that was in charge of that. He's going to jail for 5 months. And he's had to pay some big fines. So what do you say about all this?
What I said from the beginning, if people got to pay attention, this case was nothing more than a show trial. Obviously looking to get Donald Trump's name in the paper and try to, drag this into the mud. Again, and also, you get these various different district attorneys out there that want to get their name in the paper, too. I mean, you got to think about the millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that were spent on this case, and they got a measly fine, and what is it, 5 months in jail,
right,
for somebody who worked at the Trump Organization. And, I'm not for cheating on taxes. Okay, what this was about was the guy who was going to jail paid himself certain perks from his kid's private school education, automobile, various different things that he wasn't supposed to do. The Trump Organization in this case did not benefit from this at all. The business itself didn't benefit from it. One of its workers benefited, who paid himself through these various different perks, which fell outside the tax code. This is stuff that happens, all the time. And quite frankly, usually doesn't come down to stuff like this. It normally wouldn't. This would have never seen a courtroom if Donald Trump's name wasn't attached to it. It was all a basic show.
Hmm. Okay. And a lot of people are wondering, will Trump get involved in having to pay a fine too, or is this all?
No, it's nothing to do with him. Don't you think if they could have dragged him into court, got him involved, and charged him, they would have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, no shot. It's not happening.
Well, of course, we also know yesterday that the House January 6th Select Chairman, Bernie Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi, sent some criminal referrals to the Department of Defense. It's widely assumed that Donald Trump's name may be on one of those referrals, but we don't know.
But this is something else entirely. This is not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is more January 6th stuff. This is different from the Trump Organization.
Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that, because hopefully that'll help answer some things for some people that have been asking. Now, the price cap on Russian oil has taken effect, but the Kremlin says it will not impact them at all, and it certainly isn't going to impact its war with the Ukraine, because they're still going great guns, full speed ahead. Hundreds of missiles again yesterday fired at the Ukraine.
Yeah, we're at a point right now, and again, I'm sorry that the media is covering this story in a woefully inadequate fashion. It's frightening right now. And again, I don't know why they're doing this. I mean, they love scaring people with, like, Summer of the Shark or other nonsense. The fact that missiles are being fired well into Russian territory and hitting Russian bases, this is stuff that never happened during the Cold War.
Yep.
There's just a major escalation of what's going on.
Yep.
People are stock market's been down the past couple of days, and they're blaming this, that. No. I think it has more to do with what's happening over there. I mean, this is, missiles are being fired well into Russia, former Soviet Union. Things that never happened during the Cold War, and we don't know how, much this could escalate, but it could get very, very bad quickly.
Well, one of the bases they fired them at, the Ukrainians, that is, was a base that had nuclear-capable bombers on the ground. You have to assume there might have been nuclear weapons there at that base as well, and they hit that base.
Yeah, they hit up the fuel depot there. I saw that. And again, I'm sure that they're storing the nuclear weapons, and they're being stored up above ground or anything like that. And I'm sure they're not loaded on bombers. It was one of the bases was 300 miles,
right,
inside territory.
Right.
It's interesting to see the pushback and our media here. All of a sudden after that started happening, we saw stories in the Wall Street Journal, other places, how the United States has limited the capacity for some of those HIMAR missiles, the ability so they couldn't be fired into Russia. We've got nothing to do.
You want to bet on that one that they've done that? You want to bet?
No, I think that they have.
I don't think they have because it can be adjusted.
Well, yeah, I mean, but again, if we deliver to them and they adjust it after the fact, I mean, we can play, we weren't culpable in what was happening. But again, there's definitely, you know, the temperature has been raised.
Right.
There. And again, nothing in the media here. Crickets in regards to this. I mean, this is, you know, I'm sorry. You know, this is a nuclear power, and, you know, this needs to be taken pretty seriously.
Yeah, well, we will continue to report on that sort of stuff here because we get all of that information. And by the way, anybody else can get it too. It comes on the CENTCOM report.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom in California, what a gift to society he is. He's proposed a civil penalty on oil companies. Now, according to him, either big oil reigns in the profits and prices, or they're going to pay a big penalty.
I've heard this, you know, this song and dance, you know, on plenty of occasions over the years. I remember when Maxine Waters, you know, another California Democrat, back during the 1990s, you know, said that she wanted to socialize the oil companies because of the profits that they were making. So, you know, I've heard this song and dance on plenty of occasions. We've already, you know, take a look at Los Angeles paying the highest rates in the country. What are you going to do? You're going to charge oil companies based upon their profits. You know what companies that have a much higher profit margin that happen to reside in California are tech companies.
Yep.
I mean, I got to go after tech companies for making too much money.
Yep. You're right. By the way, the United States trade deficit rose to 5.4%, which is a four-month high.
I think that's come up a little bit because the price of oil has come down, to some degree. We've had trade deficits going for a long period of time. That was interesting yesterday. It's actually a pretty positive story. There's companies getting subsidies. There's no doubt about it. And like I said, I've been playing, you know, racquetball or tennis in my mind back and forth with the issue of the semiconductor companies. But Taiwan Semiconductor has up to the zone of 12 to 40 billion.
Well, you should play lacrosse, and at least you got a stick to smack somebody with, right?
There you go.
All right, you have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the place to go when you need to know when it comes to business. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.